Yeah, you know, starting on the road against a division opponent, always tough. So we're going to have to do a real good job. You know, it's going to be some things we have to make adjustments on sidelines. But at the same time, being able to see a couple offenses this preseason kind of get us prepared for what we may see down there in Miami. So, but we have to put it together. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some things that when we get down there, we're going to have to come to the sideline and make the adjustment because we haven't seen it before. So all is good. So far, so good right now. We got a couple more days to nail down some stuff and, you know, get real comfortable where we at going forward. And these days are crucial for us. These next couple of days, the day was a crucial day for us in the run game and, you know, third down and moving forward tomorrow. Some corrections we might have to do, but it's all in now. You know, everything counts now. So every moment we put in now, it's going to be big for us. It's always tough just because of, you know, the unknown. Too many people don't show their hand in preseason. So what you see, you could kind of prepare for it, and hopefully that's what we see. But like I said, this game is going to be a game that it's going to come down to sideline adjustments, doing some things, things we probably haven't even practiced. But, you know, our coaching staff do a real good job of going to practice and throwing a couple of things that'll curveball at us. Never know what we might get. So when we make those adjustments in the game, that we're familiar with them. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be like that this week. So only thing we can do is prepare for what we've seen, and hopefully that's good enough. But if not, we all professionals here. We understand that we might have to come to the side and make those adjustments and move forward from there. So hopefully it's enough, though. I mean, just getting back in the groove of going, playing. And you know what? It went by so fast now. It's you know, a division game staring right at us in the face, staring in the mind. So, like I said, everything we worked for up to this point, we're going to need everything. So we're going to need everybody. We're going to need everybody at their best. You know, every practice that we have, we have to take that practice field like we have to have our best practice because everything moves forward. We're going to need everybody's best. So I think we all understand that. And at the same time, like I said, it's going to be some things that we might have to make adjustments with, but that's part of the game. Time flew. I mean, we're sitting here in OTAs and minicamps and training camp, and all of a sudden we're sitting here preparing for the first game of the season. That's an exciting time for everyone, not just myself, but everyone. Being able to start on the road, it's going to be tough. Starting on the division on the road, it's always tough. So everything we have to do in practice to get us prepared to play, we got to do it. So we have to take advantage of those times, those extra meetings, extra cold tubs, extra time we spend on the field, extra plays, everything that anything that we can do to get us prepared, we have to do it. You know, it's always an honor. It just goes to show you the respect that the team, you know, my teammates have for us. It's a lot of guys on this team that can be voted. They could have been voted the captain, but to me, everybody's a leader. I mean, we just happen to have that, you know, C next to our name or whatever it may be. But you know what? Everybody on this team is a leader, and they understand that. But it just goes to show the respect that they have for us. And it's not just because we've been around for so long. It's just they understand, you know, how hard we work, things we put in, the things that we do. And like I said, it could have been any six guys in this locker room. That's just the type of people that we have in here. So, but I'm always honored and privileged to be, you know, a captain of this football team. I mean, we don't move forward. You know, our focus is strictly towards Miami right now. You know, anything that we have personal or we feel in and towards, anything that's going on, if it's not Miami, your mindset is in the wrong spot. So I think everybody's focused and ready to go play football. Like I said, we got a couple more days left to prepare for a division rival down in Miami on the road. So our hands are full. We can't be focused on anything that happened in the past right now, because if we let that take us off track, we'll be in big trouble. So I think the team responded well, and all our focus has been on Miami this week. But like I say, that's the past, though. You know, we all understand the most important thing for this football team is Miami this week. That's the most important thing. And I think everybody here understands that. Coaches, they understand. They understand that. So everything we have to put in that bucket to go down to Miami and deal with Miami. So, and that's where we're at. Like I said, we don't know what we may get. They showed a little stuff on film earlier, but we just have to see what happens with us going forward. Being able to look at some background where, he came from with the Philly whole thing. But we don't know if they're going to give us that whole setup in Philly. So it's good if he does, because we practice against him. And it's very tough, to try to manage and stop those guys and what they do. But we want to just see what we get. Good. Very good. I mean, they have three backs that can run the football. They have an active quarterback that can move in the pocket and get out the pocket with his legs. And then you have receivers. And I think they have one of the most underrated tight ends in the game to play. So their skill set, they're up there with the best. And we understand that. So it's going to be a tough day for us, especially going on the road against a division team. It's no pushover for us, and we understand that. So that's why days like this is important for us as a team. We got to be able to nail down a lot of things and get a lot of things right if we want to be successful come Sunday. He's a hard worker. He's a grinder. I mean, he knows what it takes to play at this level. And he helps us. That's one of the things. He helps us when he's out there. So it's a great guy to have on our side, I tell you that. Looking at him from last year, how he's grown over that course of that year span, become where he is now. So I'm expecting that he comes back and give us everything we need in him, because we're going to depend on him.